Blog Talk Radio.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
So amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley, you used to train
to me,
and me, I don't deserve your.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing
given to me,
for every valley,
you.
your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Come on, let's enter in with all faith. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Come on, surrender all over to God right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that you are the head of our life and the lift of our heads. As we enter in on today, oh God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you would just have your way right now. Your word says, oh God, when there are two or more gathered in your name, touching in the grin, there you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst right now. Oh Lord, we're sending your promises a yes and amen as we come on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for your word telling us, Father God, that yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we decree and declare answered prayers on today. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And amen. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our families. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. Lord, we come surrendering on today, oh God, with holding nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come to be changed on today, oh God. Do a new thing in us right now and those in our family, oh God. Oh Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible as we come believing on today, oh God. Lord, increase our faith even the more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Heavenly Father, we come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. Amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Your spirit witness to our spirit, amen, the truth that Jesus is the Christ and we believe in him. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and to do your will, amen, out of the love that you place in our hearts to you. Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repenting in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. Hallelujah. But with man, the flesh shall fall short of your glory. Amen. My Lord, my God. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you through the blood and the cross. Amen. You have created with us in us. Hallelujah. A clean heart, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. You've created within us a heart of thanksgiving. We choose to abide in the spirit of truth, so that we are in a continuous state of fellowship and worship with you, Lord God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for the living God. Hallelujah. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires, even pines for the course of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Oh Lord, let this be our heart's cry on today. Let the fire burn everly increasing in each of us. Uphold us with thy free spirit. Hallelujah. And let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out of the way right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let no murmur, complaint, nor backbiting, nor evil be found in us. Hallelujah. Let our lives be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Oh Lord, circumcise our hearts. Amen. Fill us with your spirit, oh God. Your tender mercy and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Creating us a heart of worship. For we rejoice only in you, Heavenly Father. You are our joy and the lifting of our heads. Through your spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our lives be a living sacrifice. According to Romans 12:1-2, a sweet savor aroma, that you will be glorified, honored in our lives life, be a praise in the everything things of life, unto you, Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we yield all that we are to you. And we ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Have your way right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Move in us and move mighty, in the name of Jesus Christ, my God, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We decree and declare in you, Heavenly Father. We live and move and have our being in true worship. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we surrender all over to you right now. Oh, Lord, touch in a mighty way, oh, God, and those in our family, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, those that are dealing with any type of sickness right now, oh, God, let healing spring forth right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, have your way, oh, God. According to your word in Matthew 6 and 19, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, that we've been given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever we bind on earth and loose on earth should be bound and loosed in heaven. So we ask you to loose your angels in great abundance into the life of your children, and in their presence, the presence of every doctor, every nurse, in his or her room, oh God, the surgery unit, the recovery in the room, oh God. And then we bind in the name of Jesus Christ all of Satan's evil, wicked demons, lying and torment spirits and strong men, along with all their works of roots, tentacles, and links. Oh, hallelujah, along with all evil principalities, powers, and rulers of wickedness in high places and principalities. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command them not to manifest and transfer it into those that we love and concerned about your children around the world. And in the presence of the doctors and nurses, friends, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the surgery room, amen, recovery room, in every place that, oh, hallelujah, our family members and loved ones may be, amen. Heavenly Father, is written in Psalm 91 and Matthew 6, in your word, that you are our deliverer. And we ask that you deliver those, oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every organ, every gland, every cell, every bone, every muscle, every ligament in his or her body. Hallelujah, total deliverance, total freedom, total liberty, and total salvation from every evil, wicked, demon, lying, perverse, unclean, foul, demonic spirit, strong men, and their messengers, and from all sicknesses, diseases, destructive organisms, bacteria, MRSA, viruses, fungi, infirmities, infections, inflammation, abnormal cells, and radical cells, abnormal growths, and radical growths, all cancers and tumors, and disorders, oh God, the holy abnormal growths, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, mighty Kababo Shataya. We decree in the past healing on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, wherever your sons and daughters are, in their rooms, oh God, wherever they are at this time, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, oh God, for giving them, hallelujah, their healing. We thank you, Lord God, for this deliverance. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for the freedom and liberty and salvation from all these things. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you to release your miracle virtue, oh God. Your miracle healing, oh God. Virtue in the mighty name of Jesus Christ into their bodies. My Lord, my God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them right now. From the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Under and around every doctor, every nurse, and all the hospital staff in his or her presence, the airways that surround him or her, the surgery unit, the recovery room, every place, hallelujah, they may go, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. I ask you to render powerless and harmless and notify, destroy, and cancel the power of any evil spirit, demonic strong man, messenger, Satan, that tries to come into the life of your children's presence, or anyone that is around them, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so let it. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we ask Heavenly Father that you fill our brothers and sisters with your precious Holy Spirit. We ask you to fill them, oh God, with the fruits of your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, and your self-control. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, holy name, we ask you to fill us, hallelujah, in all who we pray for today, your children around the world, those that are dealing with any type of sickness or disease, any pain, discomfort, and hurt, the affliction of virus of any kind, known and unknown to man. Oh Lord, fill us with your Holy Ghost anointing and power. Cover us, oh God, with your presence, your anointing and your power, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough, as we decree in the time that we are healed and we are delivered, amen, and we are set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, give us a hallelujah, give us power and increase our strength, oh God. We will wait upon the Lord, amen, and we decree in the pain shall renew our strength, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree in the pain, Isaiah 40:31, we will mount up, oh, hallelujah, mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree the Isaiah 41:10. God, we will not fear, for you are with us. Amen. You strengthen us. You help us and uphold us with your righteous right hand. We will not fear, for you, Lord God, will hold our hand and help us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you have allowed us to become like a log covered with sharp spikes. You will help us to grind and crush every mountain and hill until they turn to dust. A strong will scatter them in all directions. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, open the rivers of high places for us, oh God, and fountains in the midst of our valleys. Amen. Lord, in every desert place of our life, we decree and declare by faith, you will fill the desert with all kinds of trees and cedars and ashes and myrtles and olives and cypress trees, fir trees and pines. Amen. We decree and declare the riches of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare Isaiah 41:20 that everyone will see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this in our lives. Amen. And that we, hallelujah, belong to you and we are a new creation. Amen. That the old has passed away and the new has come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, establish your justice in the earth and let the cursed receive your law, God. Let the blind eyes be opened and bring out the prisoners from the prison and those that sit in the darkness out of the prison house. Amen. Let new things be declared in our lives and those in our families, and let them spring forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will sing unto you a new song, O Lord, and release your praise from our life. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Let the wilderness areas in our life, hallelujah, lift up their voices and let us shout from the top of the mountains. We will give you glory and declare your praise, O God, all the days of our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let God right before us, and crooked things straight in our lives. Lord, magnify your law and make it honorable, God. Lord, you have redeemed us. You have summoned us by name. Amen. We are yours and we will not be afraid. When we pass through the waters, you will be with us. The rivers will not overflow our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, when we walk through the fire, we will not be burned and the flames will not set us ablaze. Amen. Lord, you have brought us from the ends of the earth and joined us with the Holy One of Israel. And we just want to say thank you. We pray for Israel today. Oh, Lord, that there be no holy war no more. Let peace be upon the land, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, those that have been sent by the camp of the enemy to destroy us, Israel, God, to be cut down and pushed back. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We know you to be a God of turnaround. Oh, Lord, divine, intervene in every situation concerning your children and turn it all around for our good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Help us, Lord God. According to Isaiah 43:19, Lord, help us to forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. Do a new thing in our life. Do a new thing in the life of our children. Do a new thing in the life of our grandchildren. Do a new thing in the life of our mothers and brothers and sisters. Do a new thing in the life of our spouses. In the name of Jesus Christ, do a new thing in us, oh God. Make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Let the wild animals of the field honor you. The jackals and the owls, because you provide water the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to us, your chosen one. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, for you have formed us for yourself.
and we shall show forth your praise. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we are your witness. We are your servants. You have chosen us, and there's no other God besides you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, make a way in the sea, in a path in the mighty waters, oh God, because you're able, oh Lord. Your word said with man it's impossible, but with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. And we're standing on the day, and we decree the path change has come. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're healed, delivered, and set free. Lord, you have blotted out our sins for your sake, and you will not remember our sins. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah to your name, God. We just want to say thank you. You have swept away our offenses like a cloud. Like the morning mist, you have returned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have returned to you, O God, for you have redeemed us. Amen. So we say so that we are redeemed. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we can't thank you enough. Lord, we pray for hope in heaven on today, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings upon our life, that we won't have room enough to receive them, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we thank you for the overflow of blessings. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah to your name, God. We decree the prayer Isaiah 49:8. Lord, you have said that you will answer our prayers and have set a time when you will come to save them. You have chosen us, oh God, to take you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To take, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, your promise of hope to other nations. You will rebuild the country from its ruins, and the people will come and settle there. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough. Hallelujah, God. Let our children make haste and let the destroyer go forth out of our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we can't thank you enough. Amen. Lord, you have put your words in our mouth and covered us with the shadow of your hand, and that you might plant the heavens. Hallelujah. Lay the foundation of the earth and say unto Zion, you are my people. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare we will awake and put on strength and put on our beautiful garments, and nothing but clean will come through our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we shake ourselves and loose ourselves from the bands of our neck, for we are redeemed without money. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, go before us and be our rear guard, oh Lord. Lord, sprinkle of many nations and let them see, and those who have not heard, let them consider. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we have believed your report and your Lord is revealed to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you have borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Hallelujah. You were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by your stripes, we decree and declare that we are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will sing and shout for joy, for you have told us to enlarge the place of our tent and to shut our tent curtains wide, for our descendants will dispose of nations and settle in their desolate cities. We will not be afraid. We will not be ashamed, of the Lord is our maker. Amen. And he is the God of the whole earth. Lord, both the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed. Your prophetic love for us will not be shaken, and your covenant of peace will not be removed from our lives. For you have had compassion on us, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Although we have been led by storms, you have promised to build us with the stones, holy of the chalk ones, and our foundations with sapphires. Honey, you will make battlements, columns, oh God, of ruins, and gates of sparkling jewels, and all our walls of precious stones. We just want to say thank you that we are children of the Lord, and we have great peace. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the prayer, Isaiah 54:14, we are establishing righteousness, and the tyranny will be far from us. We will have nothing to fear, for terror will be far removed, and we will not cry, hallelujah, and it will not come near us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree the God 54:17. No weapon formed against us. Hallelujah, we'll prevail. And we refute every tongue that accuses us. For this is our heritage and our vindication from the Lord. Amen. We receive the everlasting covenant and we receive the sure mercies of David. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we go out with joy. Hallelujah. And we land forth with peace. The mountains that the hills bring forth before us. Into singing and all the trees of the field clap their hands. Hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you have given us a place within your walls, and you have given us a name, an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let us, hallelujah, let our life break forth as the morning, and let our health spring forth speedily, and let our righteousness go before us, and let you, Lord God, be our rear with God. Amen. Lord, guide us continually, and set us our soul in doubt, and strengthen our bones, and let us be like a water garden, and like a spring of water who waters fail not. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let the nations fear from the west and your glory from the rising of the sun. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, divinely intervene right now. Everything that's concerning your daughters, oh God, and your sons, oh God, turn it all around right now for our good. Remove every delay to our blessing. Remove every delay to our breakthrough. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, everything that the enemy has taken from us, oh God. Oh Lord, let it be restored better than it was taken. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we speak life and not death. We speak blessing and not cursing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it is you, Father God, that goes before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, smoothing out every rough patch. And we just want to say thank you. We decree the God we shall live a long life. Hallelujah, holy new. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, you're giving us beautiful ashes, the oil of joyful morning, the moment of praise for the spirit of heaven, that we may be called a tree of righteousness, your planet, that you may be glorified. And that's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. The Lord is our everlasting light. Amen. Our God is the glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare on today that we will eat and drink in the courts of your holiness, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we just want to say thank you. We'll mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praise of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us. And hallelujah, the great goodness toward the house of Israel, the church, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercy, according to the multitude of his loving kindness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will be glad and rejoice in the new creation where you have created your church and rejoicing and your people of joy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, you rejoice over us and weeping and crying and have departed from our life and your children around the world. We will not labor in vain, but we will enjoy the fruit of our labor, for we are blessed of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Glory to your name, God. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the seed of Jacob and the elect, and we inherit the holy mountains that dwell there. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough on today, but yet still we thank you. Lord, it's you that have kept us. Amen. It is you that have called us for such a time as this. We thank you, oh God, you have equipped us, oh God, to go out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to make disciples, oh God. We can't thank you enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, extend your peace to the church like a river. We decree and declare Isaiah 56:14 that our heart rejoices and our bones flourish like a herb as the hand of the Lord is made known to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we can't thank you enough. Lord, satisfy our soul with abundance and fill us with your goodness. Amen. We decree and declare Psalm 23 on today that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh Lord, because you are our shepherd and we shall not want, oh God. It is you that leads and guides us, that keeps us, that comforts us, protection. And we just want to say thank you. It is your Spirit of God that gives us life. Amen. Hallelujah. It's your Son that gives us life and life in abundance. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, because we trust you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have your way, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, bring up the nation and give the people a new heart and a new spirit. Put your Spirit in them and let them keep your statutes and judgments, oh Lord. We can't thank you enough on today, oh God. We believe. Let your covenant of peace continue from generation to generation, and let your sanctuary be established in our midst, oh God. My Lord, my God, we need you. We pray for our nation on today, amen. We pray for the nations of this world, amen, from nation to nation. We pray for the leaders of our nation to come to light right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we make supplication, prayer, and intercession, giving thanks for all people of our nation, for the leaders of our nation, that we may live a peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Let our leaders be just, O Lord, and let them rule by the fear of the Lord, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let our leaders fall down before the Lord, and let our nation serve him. Let the poor and the needy people of our nation be delivered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the Lord rule over our nation, hallelujah, and let our nation be glad and rejoice, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let our nation sing a new song, bless his name, and show forth his salvation from day to day. Let the people of our nation tremble at the presence of the Lord. Let our nation make a joyful noise to the Lord, and let the people serve him with gladness. Let our leaders praise him, and let them hear the words of your mouth, O Lord. Let the wicked be rotted out our land. Let the wicked be cut down and withered into the green herb. Amen. Let all the people of our nation turn to the Lord and worship him. My Lord, my God. Lord, I just want to say thank you. Let deliverance come to our nation, oh God. Let deliverance come to Israel, God. Let all be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ of them. Oh Lord, save our nation, oh Lord. And get prosperity upon the land, oh God. I pray that our nation would submit to the rule and the reign of Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Have your way, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We pray that our nation, hallelujah, will seek the Lord and enter into his rest. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we ask that you, Lord God, to do a new thing in our nation by giving waters in the wilderness, streams in the desert, oh God. Anyone that's been sent from the capital area to destroy our nation, let them be cut down right now. Push back. Let confusion come upon the capital area. Let them turn on themselves and destroy themselves, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let the children of our nation be titled, the Lord, that peace will be their portion. And we just want to say thank you. Glory to you, man. Lord, I ask you to touch every heart and mind, oh God, of your children that's on the line today. Lord, you know every need that they have for the God, hallelujah. You know every prayer request, oh God, that they have on this morning, oh God. Lord, I ask that even right now, oh God, hallelujah, that you will answer their prayers according to thy will. Oh Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, as we come lifting up your daughter Bernardino today, oh God, move mighty in her and on her, God, and like for children and all that she loves and concerned about, oh God, and all that she's praying for and believing and trusting for the God. Oh Lord, I ask that Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you will answer our prayers, oh God. And Lord, I pray and I lift up your daughter, hallelujah, Ruth and Mayo today, oh God. Go mighty in her and owner, Father God. Oh Lord, the life of our children, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, help right now. Lord, I pray and I lift up your daughter, Brenda Gale, and all that you love and concern about, oh God. Oh Lord, bless and touch, oh God, her husband, oh God. Bless and touch and heal the life of our children, oh God. This that is broken, oh God. Make it tear in their souls, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But this time I'm shine higher. Lord, we just want to say thank you. I lift up your daughter, Laverne, today, and her mother, oh God. Well, lift them up right now, huh? And lift up your daughter, Bill, God, and ask that you heal her. Touch, oh God, in a mighty way that all would know, oh God, that you that have done it, oh God, that man would not get the glory, oh God. Oh Lord, do a new thing in their house, oh God. Do a new thing, oh God, in their family, oh God. Well, Shabbos head there. Lord, we just want to say, thank you. I lift up your daughter, Karen, on today, oh God. Lord, you know what she needs before she asks, oh God. But most of all, God, she's hurrying across a relationship with you, oh God, to walk according to your will, oh God, and your plan for our life, oh God. So I pray for the divine position and order in her life and the life of her husband, oh God. Let him spring forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, even right now, oh God. Oh, let touch your heart, oh God. Let our heart beat with the rhythm of life, oh God. Speak to the blood on today. But we know that life with the flesh is in the blood. Hallelujah. to your name, God. I just forget God of Aramino today. That peace over taker right now. Let joy be our portion, oh God. Let joy overtake those that you come in contact with, oh God. Oh, Lord, be a strength, oh God. Let Kabamoshe there in the wee hours, oh God. Let her rest in you and know, oh God, that she is not alone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your name, Father God. See, Lord, I lift up your daughter, Kimbo, today, and I pray that you would just continue to bless her. Let her receive fresh strength, fresh anointing, oh God, fresh revelation, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless the life, oh God, of her children. Let your hand of protection be around them, oh God. And those that you love and concerned about her. Oh, Lord, move mighty in the life of her presence, oh God. Do a new thing in them, oh God. Higher, oh, come on, sit there. Oh, Lord, that they will seek you even more. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And that they will receive in the mighty way. Hallelujah. That all was here, Lord. Oh, God, you've done it, oh, Lord. And we just want to say thank you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Mary, have your way, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We lift up your son. Hallelujah, God. We lift up your son today, oh, God. Oh, Lord, Lewis, we lift him up right now. And Lord, we pray that you will just continue to be his strength. Oh, Lord, you will continue to be his way, his truth in life. Oh, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, come, oh, God. Restore the hope. Restore the joy, oh, God. Let restoration come in the name of Jesus Christ. And let this be a time of refreshment, oh, God. Breathe on them even right now, oh, God. Oh, Lord, remove every weight, every heaviness that it may be feeling right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you, Lord God, on our side, where would we be? We just want to say thank you. Oh, we can't thank you enough, oh God. We pray and we lift up our Aunt Classy and our Aunt Eliza Jane on today. Our cousin Shonda Niece, we lift them up to you, oh God. Our cousin Ann, we lift her up to you, oh God. Our cousin Patricia, we lift her up to you, oh God. Our son of Oshetea, we lift up Angela Shendrika to you, oh God. We lift up Sarah Mackey and Brandy Mackey to you, oh God. We lift up Bridget, hallelujah, Mackey to you, oh God. We lift up Sharon Mackey to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up Teresa Kuzby, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up Taiwan Mackey on today, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you will move mighty, oh God, and keep them in a mighty way, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of death and destruction that's trying to seep in us. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare, hallelujah, life and healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you, oh God, that you hear our prayers on today. Not just only hear them, but Lord, we thank you for answered prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, be their strength, oh God. Let them taste and see even right now that you are good, oh Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We lift up high water on today. And Lord, we just pray, oh God, that you would just continue to help, guide, and keep him. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home and our family, oh God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that our bloodline is blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. That our bloodline is healed. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that try to come into our lives and those in our family. And we decree and declare the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies in those in our family. And those of us that will be traveling on the road today, oh, God, let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, all that's in our home. All that we prayed about, every family member and loved one in their homes, over every vehicle and form of transportation that we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. Hallelujah. every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare that we're blessed, and we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for the Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, clothed with the robe of righteousness, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, and that we are an expression of the life of Christ because he is our life. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise on today. If you'll just open up your mouth and just thank God right now where you are. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Lord, you kept us up high that we can decree and declare we're still here by your grace, by your mercy, oh God. We just want to say thank you. You load us with daily benefits, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Come on, let's give God some praise on today. Come on, lift your hands up and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, let's praise him right now. Everything that has life. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord. If you're still breathing, you should be praising him right now. Amen. Nothing shall hold you back from praising God. I don't care if you're in the store. I don't care if you're in the room with others. Come on and give God some praise right now because he's worthy. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Don't wait until you're going through something to praise him. Don't wait until you're going through something to call upon him. Even right now, when things are good and working for your good, come on and praise him. Even if you're angry in your mind, open up your mouth and shout hallelujah, God. Your faith is in your ears in the name of Jesus Christ. We walk by faith and not by sight. We believe. Hallelujah. So shall we receive him. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you. We know many have went home to glory, but we're still here. And we just want to say thank you. When it could have been, but you, Father God, you remembered us. Amen. You brought us out of situations that should have took us out of. Thank you, Lord God. You brought our children out of situations that should have took them out of, God.
Thank
we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We got
thank
on the plane, and hallelujah, it didn't go down. We thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
We drove the street, and nobody wrecked into us. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. We laid down and rose up again. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So much to be grateful for. So much to be grateful for. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, family. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome back. We are back in position. How many of y'all glad to be back on this Saturday morning?
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
I am back. I am so grateful to be here after traveling over the weekend and coming back. I just thank God for returning me back to my family. All in one piece. Amen. Still alive. Could have returned me back another way. Amen. My mom didn't get a phone call with my husband and children that something had happened to me while traveling. So I just thank God for it all. Amen. And I'm so happy to be back on the line with family. So
all
good to see everybody on the line this
thank
morning.
God, thank
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. So I'm going to call your name like we always do on Saturday. Want to know how you're doing and how you've been. Starting with our Aunt Bernstein. God bless you, Aunt Bernstein. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
God bless you this morning. We're so happy to hear your voice. Glad for you to be back. I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. I'm thankful to the Lord's holy name. And good morning to everybody that's on the line.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, Bernstein. I love you, and I thank God for you. I was wondering, like, who all going to be on the line? Did they remember we back on this Saturday? And when I got on, Aunt Bernstein was already on the line. So,
that's
glory
right.
to God. God bless
that's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Auntie Ruth and May, Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you both. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning.
God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for you. What can be said that hasn't been said already? We receive
Amen.
It. We believe it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Had a
Praise
good week.
The Lord.
Amen.
Say good morning, Mother. Say good morning. Say good morning. Say good morning to your family. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's all right.
Yeah.
We've had a good week. We still eating. We still getting up every day. We still taking medicine.
Yeah.
God is good all the time.
All the time.
Hallelujah.
Love you,
family. Love you. God bless you. We thank God for you both. So good to hear y'all on the line this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Abear, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Oh, we doing pretty good. Say good morning, Mama.
Good morning.
She's a little weather has a little cold, but we're
Mama.
Still in a month to live in. Praise God.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, good to hear you both on the line, and we're praying for you, Amen, yes. That that cold will come on off of you. In
yes.
the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we love you. So good to hear y'all on the line this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Well, good morning. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. All is well. It's just a blessed day. Kathy and I are riding through the town. We've already had our walk this morning. So it's just
Amen.
A blessed, beautiful morning. We're just enjoying ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Well, God bless you. You and Kathy, God bless you both. We love you. Thank God for you. So good, Cousin Kim, to hear your voice and being back in position on the line. So God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah, God. Amen and amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I've been good and doing good. And it's just so wonderful to hear you this morning. And, you know, when you think about God, the goodness of God, it's just overwhelming. And you just can't thank him enough. You know,
Amen.
He gave us this yellow breeze out there this morning. A beautiful day. God created so much to see and enjoy. And then, we go to sleep at night. We don't know nothing. And he wakes us up. He wakes us up because we don't know what's going on during the night. And then he gets us up.
Amen.
It's his trick that's getting us up. And
Jesus.
It's just all overwhelming. And there's no way ever, thank God enough.
Thank you, Lord.
Life is just awesome. And the thing about God, because he's watching us all the time. And if it's not for his grace and mercy, we would not be here, y'all. And
my Lord.
Y'all
Amen.
Can hear and enjoy each other. I mean, this is a blessing.
Amen.
It is.
Amen.
breathing, you know, breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
He's talking, and we can hear each other.
Yes.
Lord Jesus. But anyway, I'm going to cut it short so somebody else can say something.
Hey,
I can tell it all. Hey,
man. Thank God for you and thank God for this line. Okay, y'all, I'm through now.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Hey, man, hallelujah. Yeah, I understand.
Amen.
I can tell it all. Amen. Well, God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. It's so good to have you on the line. We always look forward to what God has put on your heart, list of praises, and just transport. So we just thank God for your cousin Erlene. So good to have you on the line. I was waiting to see if he was going to pop in. I said, there she go. Hallelujah. So God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Mama Carol, God bless you, Mama. How you doing and how you been? Welcome.
I am doing so good today. God woke me up. My normal say, good morning from Houston, Louisiana, and Indiana, Indianapolis, whichever one. God woke me up
right
this morning. God hear everybody's voice today. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. So good to have you on the line. I was looking to see if you was going to make it on the train, and you jumped on in there. So God bless you. God keep you.
All right. I was the next man. I have my tone.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you, Mama. We love you. We thank God for
you.
Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just a blessing to my cousin, you know. And we understand. And thank you for praying for us.
Yes.
God been good.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. So good to have you on the phone, Cousin Lewis. It is a blessing, and I just pray God continue to keep you and your family in a mighty way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Just want to thank God, first of all, give God honor, praise, and glory. Just in a place of just gratefulness. You know, I've learned as I'm getting older, you know, just being in a place of gratefulness and those things that I used to want and desire when I was younger. It's not that my desire is to serve God and to be that vessel that God can flow through and use in every aspect of my life. I'm just so grateful to be back in position on today. I really was like, oh, my goodness, I'm supposed to be on the line with my family, and I'm so used to being in a position, but I realized God was taking me somewhere to use me for others as well. And so I had an opportunity in Florida with my coworkers out there, which is predominantly Caucasian people, to be able to minister and see that God is God, amen. And when you have the Holy Spirit, amen, it don't have no color, amen. If you truly have the Holy Spirit of God in you, amen, it worketh in everybody, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I was able to see God work in people that had not experienced, you know, what true worship is, what true praise is, and understanding how the Holy Spirit of God truly moves and how breakthrough came, and that was deliverance. And I just thank God for using me and being that voice. You got to be able to be bold, amen, because people need boldness these days. We have succumbed to the world and their systems and, you know, men. And I'm just saying this because it's on my heart this morning. I thank you, Holy Ghost, that we're in agreement with our children's children marrying men, marrying men. You know, our sons are marrying other men. Our daughters are with others. And we have signed off on it. I mean, we have partaken in it. And that's a problem. And I just pray that we all be able to speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost to help them to be delivered, to be set free, because that is a spirit that does not come from the kingdom of God. Amen.
All right.
And so because we love them, we have to speak truth. And because God loved us and because Jesus loves us, you know, he said, I am the truth, I am the life, and I am the way. Amen. And the Bible tells that the truth shall set you free. So when you receive Jesus Christ, you receive the truth, and it sets you free. And if we have Christ Jesus, we are free. And the Bible says we are free indeed. So I do want to lift up Twan, who's on me on the line, my daughter Jamel, and our cousin Doretha that we have adopted into this family, and Sister Sharon Gordon as well, and our Aunt Eliza Jane and Aunt Classy, who are normally on the line. We want to reach out to them. And so we just thank God for everyone that's on the line. God bless you. God, I pray that God will richly bless you in every area of your life, and that there be no lack of God's goodness operating in your lives. Amen. Today our scripture is coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 4, and verses 1 through 4. That's Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4 from the New King James Version of the Bible. Again, that's Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 4, in case you are reading along with me this morning. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 4, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. My Lord, my God. And just understand a bit about the scripture. And to see, Jesus wasn't tempted inside the temple or at his baptism, but in the wilderness where he was tired, alone, and hungry, and therefore most vulnerable. The devil often tempts us when we are vulnerable, when we are under physical, emotional stress. For example, when we are lonely, weary, confused by big decisions or faced with uncertainty. But he also likes to tempt us through our strengths, where we are most susceptible to pride. I want us to understand that. When we must guard at all times against his attacks. The devil's temptations focus on the crucial areas, physical needs and desires, possessions, and the accompanying power and the pride, if you know this scripture. But Jesus did not give in. He did not give in. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4 through 15, it says that Jesus was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He knows firsthand what we are experiencing, and he will help us in our struggles. Mm-hmm. Amen? So when you're tempted, turn to him for strength. When we look at verses 1 here, the devil also called Satan tempted Eve in the Garden of Eden. And here he tempted Jesus in the wilderness. See, Satan is a fallen angelic being. He is real, not a symbolic, and is constantly fighting against those who follow and obey God. See, Satan's temptations are real, and he is always trying to get us to live his way or our own way rather than God's way. Jesus will one day reign over all creation. But Satan tried to force his hand and get him to declare his kingship prematurely. See, if Jesus had given in his mission on earth to die for our sins and give us the opportunity to have eternal life, would have been lost. So when temptation seems especially strong, or when you find yourself wanting to rationalize, giving in, consider whether Satan may be trying to block God's purpose for your life. See, Jesus was hungry and weak after fasting for 40 days, but he chose not to use his divine power to satisfy his heightened desire for food. So food and eating are good, but the timing was wrong. Jesus was in the wilderness to fast, and because Jesus had given up the unlimited independence use of his divine power in order to experience humanity fully. He wouldn't use his power to change the stones to bread as the devil suggested. Jesus waited on God to provide for his needs, and he didn't take. I want us to understand, he didn't take matters into his own hands. How many of us have many times taken matters into our own hands? We also may be tempted to satisfy a perfectly normal desire in a wrong way or at the wrong time. If we indulge in sex before marriage, or if we steal to get food, or we are trying to satisfy God-given desires in wrong ways. I remember as a child growing up, there's so many things that were told to me that was wrong. and most of us are women on the line and said, as long as you have this, you should never be broke. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Though it was to help you get what you need, but it was not right. If we, hallelujah, hallelujah, I probably hit somebody in the side with that. Remember, many of our desires are normal and good, but God wants us to satisfy them in the right way and at the right time. As I wrap up here in scripture, when you look at verse 3 and 4, and when I was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and when I got hungry in the wilderness when there was no food, hallelujah, I remember these words. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The devil tried to get Jesus to doubt his Father's love, protection, and provision. Jesus was able to resist all the devil's temptations because he not only knew scripture, but also obeyed it. Amen? He obeyed it. Ephesians 6 and 17 says that God's word is a sword to use in spiritual combat. Knowing Bible verses is an important step in helping us to resist the devil's attacks, but we must also obey what the Bible teaches us. Satan knew scripture too, but he purposely misquoted it, disregarding its real meaning, and had no intentions of obeying it. Continuing to study and know what the Bible says is what it really means. Help us to follow God's desire rather than the devil's. Amen. I pray today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you bless the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is my prayer today that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray, and I bless us. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. If your prayers have already went forth, and by faith you believe it, shall say you receive it according to your faith. I'll call your name. Amen. We're going to start with you, Aunt Bernestine. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning to you again. I love you, love you, love you, love you.
Love you, Aunt Bernestine.
Continue for Lewis Jones and his family. And all my children, my sisters and brothers, my friends, everybody, the whole world. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. Lord, all that she's concerned about, Father God, and all who she's petitioning prayer on today, Lord, we just ask that you would continue to bless and keep them, oh God, in perfect peace. Amen. Lord, we ask that your hand would continue to be upon them. Lord, we pray that they will operate with the fruit of your spirit, oh God, not lacking one. Lord, we pray for divine position and order for their lives. When things are out of order, oh God, that you would command order to come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they would truly be blessed by you. Oh, Lord, let them receive the blessing that make it rich and add no sorrow. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack of Satan against their mind right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers their minds, amen, and keeps them. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you, Aunt Bernestine. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, this morning my prayer, you've already covered it. It's for our nation and our leaders. God help us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Father God, for the prayers that went forth. And, Lord, we just trust you, Father God, for a mighty move, oh God, even on today, Father God, because we know that you are able, even right now, while we're praying, you're able, Lord God, to do it all. And we just want to say thank you. We're just going to stand on today on your promises, or yes and amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Father God, and I ask in Jesus' name that you will just continue to bless your daughter, God, and instruct her. Oh God, I pray that she would continue to operate with your godly wisdom and counsel all the days of her life, that she would live a long life, amen, a whole life with our goodness and our favor that cometh from you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
I believe it. I receive it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Brenda Gale. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, just continue praying for our health and strength and to keep us going over here. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we come on today with combined faith with your daughter Bonnie and your daughter Vera. And, Lord, we know you to be a healer, oh God. We know you to be a way maker, our promise keeper, our light in the darkness, oh God. We know you to be a deliverer. So, Father God, as we come lifting up your daughter to you today, oh God, and all that's in our home, oh God, that are needing a healing, Father God, let healing spring forth right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I ask, oh God, that you bless the circulatory system, the nervous system, the endocrine system, the muscular system, the skeletal system, oh God. Bless every organ, oh God, every part of their body, Lord. Let it be blessed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It will function the way that you intended it to function. Oh, Lord, let their hearts beat the rhythm of life, oh God, bringing healing to their entire body right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Judges 6:24. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, our help, and prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, Lord, I ask that you bless your daughter, Vera. Lord, bless your daughter, Laverne, right now. Lord, bless them with your strength. Let them not be feeble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I command every ache, pain, and discomfort to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every virus right now, I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, let them prosper and be in health, even as their soul prosper. Lord, you are the Son of Righteousness. Arise over their life with healing in your wings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree in the cloud, Psalm 60:2. Lord, heal every breach in their life right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, send your word to heal them and deliver them from all destruction. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, let not your daughter Vera, let her eyes not become dim or natural vigor diminish. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let her flesh be fresher than a child's and let her return to the days of youth, oh God. Restore with strength and power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let joy overtake them right now, knowing that it's already done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare healing. We speak life and health. We speak the healing of the Lord right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you, Bonnie. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your mother. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your family and all that you have and will have. And we decree and declare with all faith the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers you and protects you. Amen. It answers for you. Amen. Amen. It heals you. It makes all things new. Hallelujah. In you and for you. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for
you.
Amen. Hiya. Come on now. Woo, shatabaha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Cousin Tim, God bless you. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord. Can't nobody do it like you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Kim, go ahead. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll go straight on to Cousin Earlene. God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you for that beautiful prayer that has gone forth.
Thank you.
That touched on our nation because it's really messed up. And, I mean, so much is going on and just be waiting for what next shoe going to drop in this world the way things are going. It's just utter chaos. And I'll request prayer for the caregivers. Other than that, God bless you for that beautiful prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord Jesus, you have called us to minister to ye one another, to serve one another. So, Lord, we come, oh God, just asking that you bless the heart and the mind and the life of your daughters, oh God, and your sons that are in position to serve. Amen. to be caregivers, yes. God. And we just pray, oh God, that you would be their strength, oh God. Amen. That you would be their joy, their peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that every need be met, Father God. Lord, we pray right now for that there be a time of restoration, a time of restoring your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray in Jesus Christ's mighty name, oh God. Oh, Lord, that they would have an understanding heart that is enshrined in wisdom. Oh, Lord, I pray that they would tune their ears to your wisdom, Lord God, and concentrate on understanding with thus said the Lord, that they would truly be blessed in their position that you've called them, Lord, in such a time as this, that they would not grow weary in well-doing, oh God, that there's a reward wait for them in heaven, amen, that they will rejoice right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they will have shouts of joy that will bring healing to their body and strength to their bones, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they will rise up, oh God, hallelujah, stronger than before, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that they have favor in my sight, oh God, that wisdom multiply their days and years to their life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, that their house be built by wisdom, become strong through good sense, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that the fruit of their life prove your wisdom is right, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless them with long life, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, Lord, I pray in your blessing, oh God, that you will bless them. Oh, Lord, and when you multiply
please,
them, oh God, with thy goodness and thy favor, thy protection, oh God, and with thy love even more. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father. We decree and declare that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard or entered into the hearts of men the plans that you have for your sons and daughters that are in position to care for others.
Thank you.
To give.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They are caregivers.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, for you have given all when you gave your only begotten Son, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you gave your all, which is yourself, as they are given.
Yes.
Let it be given to them, oh God. Good measure. Hallelujah. Pressed down, shaken together, running over their men shall come given to their bosom. And we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving.
Jesus.
To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Cousin Emily. We love you. We thank God for you.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so grateful even in that prayer because all of us don't have that capacity. Amen. Hallelujah. To do what others do, to be a caregiver. Amen.
Right.
We can give a whole lot of things. We can give money. We can, you know, we can cook and give in other ways. But when you take the time out to be a caregiver and you're constantly giving care, you're caring for another, you're taking care, you know, you're cleaning up behind them, you're feeding them, you're making money. You got to have a certain capacity, a certain anointing that's on your life to know that you are anointed for such a time as this, that you're anointed with the power of God and the capacity of God to be able to fulfill the assignment that is on your life. And you don't understand how great this assignment is, but I want you to know how you are blessed in it. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, Cousin Bonnie, Cousin Brenda Gale, that I know that are caregivers to their mothers. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Cousin Earlene. We thank God for you, and we love you so much. Hallelujah. Mom, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you, too. My prayers for continue with the healing and pray for the nation. It's really getting bad out here, and man trying to rule the world, which does not belong to him. So we need the Lord to rain down on this world because it's getting rough out here. Amen.
Amen, amen. Should I pray that prayer again?
Yes, yes, every day, all day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we come standing, oh God, and believing and trusting you for a mighty move in our nation and in the life of your daughter, Karen. Lord, as she's called upon your God day in and day out for healing, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you remove every delay to her healing, Father God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that healing spring forth in her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, I pray that you'll give her a new way of thinking, oh God. Hallelujah. They're helping her to keep her mind stayed on you, that you'll keep her in perfect peace. No matter what's going on in the world, oh God, knowing that your hedge of protection keeps us safe, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that it keeps our family safe, oh God. And we just want to say thank you right now for your hedge of protection, that there shall be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. Lord, we pray that our nation will seek and find you, hallelujah, even right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our nation be filled with priests and Levites that worship the Lord, that the people of our nation come and worship you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let our people build a house and inhabit them, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that peace come upon the land, oh God, and overtake like a tidal wave in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a tsunami of joy right now, oh God. Let the wicked be purged off the land right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That there be war no more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That we can live a peaceful life, that we can walk the streets, oh God, and not fear what man will do to us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let our nation be saved and walk in the light of Zion. Let God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Let his way be known to us and his saving help in our nation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that will spill over to other nations, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from nation to nation, that every covenant with death and hell be broken in our nation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let our nation look to the Lord and be saved, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Rokobo Shanahaya, Lord, help on today. Let the Lord make bare his holy armor, and let our nation see the salvation of the Lord right now. Let every veil spread over our nation be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let it, we come against every attack of our nation. Anyone that's been sent by the camp of the enemy that's in position to lead us, let them be brought down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We decree and declare Psalm 22 and 28, the kingdom of the Lord, and he is the governor of our nation. Amen. Let the people who walk in darkness in our nation see the light right now, and let your light shine upon those in the shadow of darkness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let it, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Let justice and judgment increase in our nation, huh? Let those in our nation who are not your people be called the children of the living God right now. Oh, Lord, that they will turn from their wicked ways, oh, God, that they will humble themselves, oh, God, and they will pray, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that our land may be healed from nation to nation. Let righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost increase in our nation. We pray for righteousness to come to our nation, and that our nation will be exalted in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let his spirit be poured out in our nation, and let our sons and daughters prophesy. We will confess you, Lord God, among our people and sing unto your name, oh God. Let your glory be declared upon our people and your wonders in our nation, oh God. Open the door of utterance in our nation that our people may hear your word, oh God. We pray that the families of our people be blessed through Christ Jesus. We pray for the healing water to flow in our nation. Let his covenant of peace come and continue to increase in our nation even right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to hold on right now. Help us to hold on, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in your everlasting hand. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Can somebody shout right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, come on, come on. God is able. Amen. I just want you to know, that's the uproot that's going on. You may not understand, because if you don't understand spiritual things, it's hard for you to understand and hallelujah to know what's going on. There's been some uprooting in the name of Jesus Christ, because we pray for prayers. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So God is saying, I'm going to uproot it right now. I know you don't understand. I'm shaking up the foundation. He said, I'm still God, but I'm doing some uprooting right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We decree and declare Psalm 91. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We decree that the enemy comes in like a flood. Yeah. The Spirit of God will lift up a standard.
Okay.
Why not okay? Come on.
I'm not going to hold y'all up because I will.
Yeah.
Ooh, be my Lord, my God. He said, I'm doing this uprooting going on. Hallelujah. He said, just know I got you. But there's an uprooting going on. See, what we can't see, God sees. Amen. What we don't know, God knows. Amen. Hallelujah. There's been an uprooting that's going on right now. Hold on. Just hold on. God bless you. God keep you, Mama. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen. And I'll say this when we get to Cousin Lewis. I was speaking with a young lady while I was out of town, and she's like, you know, I can tell that the time is near. And I said, baby, the time is always near. The time is always near. Why? Because nobody knows when. So the time is always near. It's always near. It's always right there. Because we don't know the time or the hour.
Sometimes
it's going to be 10 years, 20 years. Nobody knows, but we know that the time is always near. Because God is in control over that time. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. I just encourage you on today, family. If you have not surrendered all over to God and just let God have his way in you and receive the Holy Spirit of the living God to change you. I'm talking about saying, I don't want to be the old person. I don't want to be, it's just me. No. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to hold on and be angry and be resentful and not forgiving. I want to be more than just somebody that speaks the word. I want to be the word. Amen. I want to be more than the person that reads the word and say I know the word. But I want people to see me and know that I belong to Jesus. Because they're looking at how I'm living. Amen. They're looking at how I'm able to forgive the one that's hurt me. I want them to see. Hallelujah.
Hey.
And people don't understand. They say, well, I can't do that. I can't forgive. I'm not there yet. But I want you to know time is always near. The end is always near. The end is always near. Huh. Ooh, because I'm about to shout in a minute. Glory to God. I thank you, Father. Amen.
Yes,
Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm going to thank the Lord for what he's doing for me and my family. My sister-in-law had a surgery last week. Anita Jones-Smith from Chicago, and she came out real good. We waited to talk to her yesterday. God is good. He keeps his hand on my family.
Amen.
All our families.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Cousin Lewis. So good to have you on the line. Just thank God for your commitment to be on the line with us, because if you've heard most of the women on the line, we say it's so good to hear a man on the line and standing in position, because God has called man to be the head of his house and the priest of his home. So we just thank God for you, and we just pray that you will continue to make it. You know, to make it part of your business every day, but every Saturday to be on the line with us here when we're on the line. And we just thank God for you. And I just pray that God will continue to bless you, and you're going and you're coming, and as God positioning you, amen, that God will just continue to overflow you with the blessings that make you rich and add no sorrow. Amen. And before we wrap up here in the call today, I just want to share this testimony. I'm not sure she's been on the line, but some of us have been on other prayer calls with me in the church. And a young lady, her name is Kim, she had brain surgery about a week or two ago. And I called her before she had surgery, and I said, hey, I saw your post. She was like, yeah. And I said, well, I just want us to pray right now. And God had revealed that, you know, they told her she was going to be in ICU for a couple of days, and then she was going to be in the hospital for this amount of time. Oh, we came against all that. When I tell you, they went in, and she came out talking, and she went home in 2 days. She was not in ICU. She had to stay in ICU under anything. Back home, online talking. So we just thank God, because God is able. And, you know, just standing that faith, of faith. This is where God works miracles. And the enemy tries to get you to come out with doubt and fear and worry and all that. And you just go from the left to the right and, you know, the front and the back. And just stand in faith, because this is where God truly works miracles in faith.
faith.
And a lot of us have a hard time holding on. The Bible says, it says, hold fast, steadfast in faith. So I just pray that you stay in faith. And when the enemy talks to you, you tell him to shut up. And you declare and declare the word of God, just like Jesus did. If you get to Jesus, the Son of God, don't you know he's coming after you and he's constantly attacking. The Bible says, he said, come to kill, steal, and destroy. You just tell him it is written. Hallelujah. It is written. So God bless you, family. We're gonna. I just want to pray a prayer as we lead out in our prayer on today. And I'm so happy. I don't mean to talk so fast, but I'm excited about being back on the line, knowing that God took me and brought me back home to my family. I was on a plane. It shook a little bit. I was on a van with a driver that couldn't drive, and I said, all right, now, let me put my seatbelt on. I went to praying and pleading the blood of Jesus Christ over the van as it was swerving in and out, going, moving back and forth. Somebody tried to run us over off the road. Oh, my God. Oh. But I am back home. Thank God for that.
Amen.
Glory to the Most High God. Amen. So I'm going to pray a kingdom blessings, confession, and prayers over us today as we get ready to wrap up here on our Saturday prayer. We'll be back here on Saturday. So tell everyone that missed it on this Saturday that we're back in position. And we just thank God for keeping us. We've been on this line having our prayers with the family for over 3 years now, and I just thank God for it. I didn't know that it was going to be continual to this time, so I just, oh, Father God, have your way, and it's truly been a blessing. So I just pray that God will continue to bless the line and everyone that's a part of it, that we will continue to come every Saturday, amen. So God bless you. God keep you. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for this set time that you allowed us to come together as a family, Father God, that we can receive from you, Father God, first and foremost. And Lord, we come seeking first your kingdom and all your righteousness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, knowing that it is already done, oh God. We thank you for favor upon our life and those in our family. We thank you, Father God, that even right now, as we decree and declare that even as we pray that anyone in our family that's in harm's way, that you would deliver them out of harm's way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for remembering us on today and those in our family as we decree and declare your blessing, the kingdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we are in the kingdom through faith in Christ Jesus, and we receive the blessings of the kingdom of God. We receive the inheritance of the kingdom of God, and we receive the deliverance of the kingdom of God. We receive the healing of the kingdom of God. We receive and walk in the peace of the kingdom of God. We receive and walk in the joy of the kingdom of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive and walk in the righteousness of the kingdom of God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we receive the new wine and milk of the kingdom of God as we enter into the rest of the kingdom of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. It is you that gives us rest, oh God. It's you, oh God, that is our strength, oh God. We decree and declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we receive and walk in the authority of the kingdom of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home. We are blessed going out, blessed coming back in, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when we lie down, and blessed when we rise up again. We thank you because you have blessed us, oh God, and we can't thank you enough, oh God. Your word says that you give seed to the sower. As we sow on today in the name of Jesus Christ with our faith, your word said one planted, one water, but you, Father God, give the increase. So we thank you for the increase of your goodness. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At this time, I call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Hey, Bernstein.
I love you, love you, love you, girl. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Brenda Gann.
Love you, love you, love you, Tawanika. God bless you. God keep you. To God be the glory.
Yes. I love you too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and A. Vera.
We love you even more over here. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cousin Kim.
Amen. Glory to God. And thank you so much for being back. And we understand when you got to take off. So anytime you need to take off, just thank you. We thank you for the many years that you have prayed for us and been here for us as a family. So thank you, and we love you.
Oh, God bless you. I love you too. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father God. Amen. Cousin Earlene.
Amen. Love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that prayer that covers us all. Now we're good and ready to go now. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. God thank bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mama, go ahead.
God bless you. Thank you for interceding for us and praying for us continually. Love you. Love y'all too. Amen.
Love you too. God bless you, Mama. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Cousin Lewis.
Amen. I just love you. I just like you pray for the family, and it's I just love it. I wish we can all get together one.
Amen. Hallelujah. But God bless you. God keep you, family. I love you. I thank God for you. I can't wait to be back with you all on next Saturday. Have a blessed week in the Lord. Remember, the devil is already defeated and Jesus Christ is Lord. You are already blessed. Amen. You're already seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Amen. The battle is already won. We're on the winning side. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you know in the depth of your soul that God sees your need and he is meeting it right now. Amen. The answer is being provided even as you, hallelujah, are here today.
Yes.
Amen. As you are praying, as you are believing, as you are rejoicing. Amen. As you are shouting in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will discover the answer with exceeding joy and be blessed beyond imagination because the provisions of God are greater than what we can ask or think.
Yes.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. We believe, we receive, to God be the glory.
Yeah.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
God bless you,
amen.
I love you. And I thank
love
God for you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Have your way, God.
Oh, I want to see him.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing forever. God is made in grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever so rejoice.
I want to hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
one time,
that's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see you
one time.